Happy Pentecost. Also, happy Easter, since it's the final day of the Easter season. Certainly, children have an astonishing capacity to learn. And there's some things that we learn better by an example given than we do by any kind of conceptual understanding. There was a young boy who was serving Mass, and he dropped a cruet of wine. The priest struck him and told him to leave and never return. And this young boy did just as the priest instructed. And that very boy grew up to become Tito, the brutal communist dictator of Yugoslavia. Around that very same time, at the turn of the 20th century, there was another young boy living in Illinois. He was serving Mass for a priest whom all of the altar boys thought was a rather stern man. And this young boy also dropped a cruet of wine. And he reports that, and I quote, "There is no atomic explosion which can equal in intensity the sound of a cruet falling on a marble floor." And boy, is that true. That priest remained calm and composed, and after Mass told that young boy that when he grew up, he too would be a priest. And that young boy, in fact, grew up to become none other than the great Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. Love is one of those things which is learned better by example than it is by anyone just standing there talking about it. And the kind of love that we Christians are called to is really a participation in God's life. It's not just loving as God loves, but it's actually loving with God's love. The love which God has for himself and the love that God has for his creation. And no matter how good a human is, no matter how good we are naturally, he or she will never love as God loves because we're naturally incapable of that. You know, St. Paul reminds us in this second reading, the Spirit too comes to the aid of our weakness, because we're too weak really to do what it is that God wants from us. And so the Father and the Son sent us the Holy Spirit. And that's exactly what we're celebrating right now, the sending forth of the Holy Spirit that first time on the apostles at Pentecost. But in truth, the Holy Spirit is sent again and again and again in the life of a Christian. When we're baptized, when we're confirmed, and really when we do any good thing. And who is this Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit isn't simply a personification of divine love. The Holy Spirit is divine love in person. The Holy Spirit is the outpouring of the love of the Father and the Son. You know, we may not be biological children, but we are God's children. And the Holy Spirit was sent to us, not only sent to us, but given to us in order to teach us how to love as God loves. Because it's not enough to simply be instructed. We actually have to be helped in this test. We actually have to be shown by the Holy Spirit how to love as God loves. We're introduced to divine love by participating in this reality, by being taught to love by the Holy Spirit in the all-encompassing love of God. If we're going to learn how to love as God loves from the Holy Spirit, really, we should be aware of the ways in which he instructs us. And as far as I can tell, there's about four ways that the Holy Spirit teaches us how to love, not only as God loves, but actually with the love of God. The first is through sacred scripture. And this is one that we really need to learn again and again. You know, sacred scripture is inspired by the Holy Spirit for our instruction and for our sanctification. The Bible is the living, inspired word of God. It's inerrant. And when we meditate on sacred scripture, when we meditate on the Bible, we're really attending the school of the Holy Spirit. And really, this is why we should be spending some time every day, if possible, with our Bibles, reading and praying and learning, studying that inspired word of God, and coming to understand deeper and deeper the mysteries that are hidden there. The second way that the Holy Spirit instructs us is through the official teaching of the Catholic faith. Now, these first two, the Bible and the Catholic faith, are things that are really rather exterior to us. And certainly the external sacred scripture and the Catholic faith are excellent and they're necessary, but they really aren't enough. They can be really too abstract for us, a little too much like mathematics, something that sort of remains outside. So in order to perfect his teaching, the Holy Spirit guides us interiorly in actually putting into practice the things that we learn. This is the third way. He actually enlightens our minds to be able to see our lives as God sees them. He enlightens our minds oftentimes just to be able to see a shred of our life from the way that God sees it, or one particular situation in our life in view not of our earthly existence, but in view of eternity. And we can come to understand that actually in this moment, a moment where perhaps I'm undergoing some kind of a humiliation, that God's actually in that moment inviting me to be humble. Because that's how we learn humility. We have to be humiliated. Or we can be in the midst of a conversation with a friend and realize in that moment that actually this person is hurting very badly, and what they need more than anything is God in their life. And to really extend that invitation to them, hey, why don't you come to Mass with me? Or why don't we pray together right now? Because I think that's what you need in your life right now. And so the third way is really God showing us, enlightening our minds, and showing us our lives from his perspective, and showing us how to love as God loves. And the final way that the Holy Spirit helps us in loving, that he teaches us to love, as it were, is that he actually gives us the strength that we need, strength which we otherwise lack, to actually love God and to actually love our neighbor. Now, each of these ways has a place in all of our lives. All four of these ways of being instructed by the Holy Spirit and how to love are things that we can take to ourselves and that we should take to ourselves. And it's so necessary, especially to be attentive to these last two, to the interior illuminations of our mind, and also to getting that strength of will that we need in order to love as God loves. Because by being attentive to these things, we can more readily make use of them in our lives to truly love, not only as God loves, but to actually love with God's love. And by doing so, come to a happy eternity. God love you all and keep the faith.